You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Bonatti Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Bonatti spine procedures, Alfred Bonatti, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, and co-host Ethan Uecker and Jeff Wagstaff.
Thank you for listening to American Medicine Today. I'm alongside Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Bonatti. Now, the Bonatti Spine Institute has its own exclusive patented procedures called the Bonatti Spine Procedures, and they were developed and created by Dr. Bonatti along with the instrumentation that he uses. And it's not available anywhere else in the world except here in Hudson, Florida, about 40 minutes north of Tampa, Florida. So what is there to say? We're well into our eighth year, almost reaching our ninth year of programming, where each and every week we talk to patients that are suffering in debilitating pain, not able to walk, or they're being reduced to being in wheelchairs for the rest of their lives, using walkers or canes, or being told that nothing can be done, or having invasive procedures. They're basically exchanging one pain for another. Well, that doesn't happen when you come to the Bonatti Spine Institute. And it's one thing for me to talk about it. It's another when you hear directly from the patient themselves.
It's today's Back to Life segment, a story of recovery. We will talk to a patient of the Bonatti Spine Institute who went from living a life restricted by pain and discomfort through their journey of finding the Bonatti Spine Institute and now living pain-free.
It is my pleasure to introduce Daryl Jones to the program. He is calling in from Houston, Texas. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome.
So, Daryl, why don't you tell me how your pain started? Were you involved in an accident?
Well, my original pain started, I fell, slipped on some ice on the driveway, carrying about 50 pounds of newspapers.
Ooh.
And somehow hurt myself. And that was about 18 years ago.
Wow. 18 years you were suffering in pain. Where on your body were you feeling the pain?
It was your normal sciatic pain, being up the hip and go down into the leg.
Sure.
And I don't know, the first decade or so, it would last a few weeks, and I was able to learn to live with it and how to avoid it and fun things like that. And, you know, it eventually didn't heal itself. It doesn't get better.
Let me ask it this way. How was it impacting your daily activities?
Well, eventually got to where I just couldn't walk very far at a time. I'd go 300 feet, a football field, and I'd have to stop and get down on a knee or rest.
And that was 18 years ago. So you were suffering like this for quite some time. What would you say was the straw that broke the camel's back? Because you're going over a decade now, nearly two, before seeking treatment.
Well, it's not that I did not seek treatment. I tried all kinds of fun things.
Ooh.
From spinal decompression, chiropractic, inversion table, which I'll say that probably helped the most.
Okay.
If they sold a gadget, I bought it, from things you wrap around your waist and you pump up, to electric things you put on a nerve, and I did all kinds of fun stuff.
But none of it was long-lasting?
No, none of it was long-lasting. Like I say, the inversion table was probably the best thing, but somehow, like I said, it doesn't get better.
Sure.
And I got to a period about 5 years ago where I went a few days, I couldn't walk, and I actually had a fusion scheduled.
Wow.
And something happened, and all of a sudden, it healed itself, so to speak, and I canceled that fusion. It was during that time that I started researching something besides a fusion.
Mm-hmm.
5 years later, I get to where something happened. I came home from work and was able to make it from the truck to the front door, and that was it. I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand.
Wow.
I couldn't sit down, and that eventually lasted 7 weeks.
Wow. So did you get any relief during the overnight hours when you slept?
Not really. I went to an orthopedic guy, and then I went to an orthopedic surgeon, and they gave me some gabapentin. And if you take enough of that, it actually takes the edge off.
Yeah.
Or I might could sleep for a couple hours.
Sure.
But didn't get any real relief. I did get to where I could walk with a cane, 20 feet or so,
wow.
But then I just had to collapse, and it's hard to live like that. You can't live like that.
I was just going to say, that's not much of a life at that point. If you're taking so many pills to just make it so you're able to sleep, that isn't really living. And then it didn't sound like it was really getting you out of too much pain if you're still having to contort yourself after you take the pain pills. So let's fast forward. You're being told, and I think it says here that you were being told about fusions and you backed away from that. And then you made your way to the Banati Spine Institute just north of the Tampa Bay area in Hudson, Florida. What was that in-person evaluation like with the surgeon once you were physically at the Institute?
Well, it was very different than, I'd already seen a surgeon at Vanderbilt.
Okay.
And I know exactly what that was like. You get about 90 seconds of his time.
Ooh.
And then he's gone. And, you know, he looks at your MRI for about 20, 30 seconds and said, you need a fusion. Well,
right.
Banati was a completely different experience. I mean, we got there at 8. Our appointment was at 8 o'clock. By about 10 after 8, we were going through the process. The time I spent with Dr. Wolf was well over half an hour. Here we have a surgeon spending over half an hour with me, educating me, showing me that MRI, and actually made me cry there in his office that someone cared enough to spend that much time with me.
You know, it's really a shame because we hear from so many people, over 65% of patients come to us after failed neck and back surgery at other facilities. And a lot of people are being told they have to have a fusion. And we always throw out the statistics. Over 65% failure for a one-level fusion. If it's a two or three-level fusion, they fail 85% of the time. And even the ones that make it in that small percentage that are good, those fail within a couple years. And we hear from the patients, like you just said, where they are highly educated when they come to the Banati Spine Institute. They are told in depth what will happen, how the pain will be treated. Now, we use something called conscious IV sedation. It affects everybody differently. Some remember everything, others not so much. But why don't you tell us how surgery was and what recovery was like for you?
That's pretty easy. I roll into Banati in a wheelchair.
Yes.
They take me back to the prep room, get the IV in me. I was able to make it to the table, which is, you know, 15 feet, 20 feet away.
Yes.
Get on the table. Nurse Don says, this is going to be wet. Wipe your back off with something. He says, this is going to be cold. Slap something cold and slimy on your leg. Dr. Swanson did his thing. And then I woke up in recovery. That was all three of my surgeries were just like that.
All right. So apparently you're a lightweight when it comes to anesthesia, but they actually do bring you out and ask you to try to recreate your pain while you're on the operating table. So they make sure they pinpoint the exact root cause of the problem. How were things when you were in the recovery area?
I don't know. The only thing I can remember about the recovery area was, I guess, getting out of that little bed. I mean, I really don't remember anything. I don't even know how long I was in recovery.
Okay.
So, you know, and I believe they've got video. I got up off that bed, and they asked me to walk, and away I went.
Away I went.
And away you went. Now, when you away and went, was it with or without pain?
No pain.
No pain.
I had their soreness in my back.
Sure.
You know, where they
have the incision.
Surgery,
yes.
Of course.
But. Yes. And what was that like to put your feet on the ground and know you felt no pain?
Well, you know, I had my cane with me.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't getting out of that bed and putting my feet on the ground without that cane.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's fear. I've been doing this for 7 weeks.
Sure.
You know, I know that my thigh is going to explode like there's a bomb in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just waiting for that. Well, I took 3 or 4 steps and nothing.
And nothing.
There was nothing, no pain. So check that video out. I was ready to dance. And then my wife, she was crying.
Aw. I bet that is life-changing.
That's right.
life-changing to go from not being able to walk without a device to post-surgery, there you are, not needing your cane. It sounds to me like you should have tossed that thing in the air and thrown it in the garbage.
Right now, well, the first few weeks I did use it when I walked.
Why?
I was surprised at how weak my leg had gotten in 7 weeks, you know.
Sure.
But on October the 10th, I walked a whole mile unaided.
You know,
just me and my feet.
And those were the best feet you've ever been on. So I need to ask you, when you were released from the Banati Spine Institute, were you told you must wear a brace?
No, I was not told I needed to wear a brace.
Okay, and then were you told to go get physical therapy?
No, I was not. I was told to walk.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And that's all the therapy you need is to ambulate and get out there and use those great, wonderful feet that are now supporting you with no additional devices.
And it's wonderful. I mean, it's...
Sounds happy. It's got to be a relief. Well, Daryl, thank you so much for being on the program all the way from Houston, Texas, which is near and dear to my heart because my aunt and uncle live out there. You know, continued good health. God bless. And when you're doing fun activities that you're finally able to do, share pictures with us, even if you think it's no big deal, to see you mobile after you've been suffering in pain for nearly 2 decades. Share that with us and let people know that if they're suffering just like you, that there is relief if they contact Banati.
All right. I just got back from Gulf Shores on the beach for a week, so I got pictures.
Awesome.
Right.
We'll share them with us. We can't wait to see it.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Continued good health. Well, if you want to hear more stories just like Daryl's, go to our YouTube page and search out the Banati Spine Institute. And if you have questions, go to askbanati.com. Thank you for listening to American Medicine Today. Make sure you stay tuned because we're going to talk about socialism/communism coming up on the flip side of the break.